All Creatures, Great and Small, by Matthew Baker, Editorial Associate. The sound from more than 700 barking dogs is deafening, but Kim Naylor enjoys the noise. And it's a good thing, because during her summer vacation, Kim spends 4 hours a day listening to this canine chorus. Kim, 14, is a member of the Kanab, Utah First Ward and a volunteer at the Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in the heart of southern Utah's Red Rock Country. The sanctuary houses more than 1,800 animals, including dogs, cats, birds, and horses. All the animals at the sanctuary are there because they have been injured, abused, or abandoned. Kim, along with the rest of the volunteers, helps care for and rehabilitate the animals until each animal can be placed in a permanent home. "I like being around the animals," says Kim, who has volunteered with the dogs for 3 years during her summer vacation. Every morning, Kim prepares food for the dogs and feeds them. Some of the dogs require special foods and medication, and Kim learns quickly which dogs need special attention. "It makes you patient," Kim says. "When you feed the dogs, they all jump on you when you go into their cages." When Kim takes biscuits around to the dogs, she suddenly has hundreds of best friends. As a small pack of dogs, eager to eat a snack, jumps on Kim, she stays calm, even though she doesn't weigh much more than some of the anxious animals. Although the more aggressive dogs get their biscuits first, Kim makes sure that all the dogs gathered around her get an equal helping. During the 3 summers she has volunteered at the animal sanctuary, Kim has gained a greater respect for animals. "Everything is God's creation, and we should respect that. All creatures of our God and King." When God created the earth, He also created animals. These animals are ordained for our use, but we will be held accountable for how we treat them. "For it is expedient that I, the Lord, should make every man accountable as a steward over earthly blessings, which I have made and prepared for my creatures." Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verse 13. Kim takes her stewardship over animals seriously and is upset when she sees people abuse God's creatures. Through her service, she shows by example how animals should be treated. Brigham Young also taught the principle of respect for life. In the first discourse he gave after the tabernacle was completed, President Young taught of the blessings that come from kind treatment of animals. "The more kind we are to our animals, the more will peace increase, and the savage nature of the brute creation vanish away." Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young, 1997, page 333. Respect for life. Although working with dogs every day can sometimes be tiring, Kim feels the service is worth her sacrifice. Sometimes it's a little bit hard because you have to wake up early in the morning. You know it's your summer, and you want to sleep in a little bit. Other times it's, "Oh yeah, I get to go in to volunteer today. Doing this is well worth my time. Afterwards, I feel like I've done something," Kim says. The dogs need attention, love, and caring. As Kim walks past the dogs in the sanctuary, the crescendo of barking moves along with her. Although Kim volunteers with dogs, she loves all animals. Kim's service allows many animals to live in a caring environment, free from abuse. This service gives Kim the feeling that she is doing her part to care for God's creations. End of the article, All Creatures, Great and Small, by Matthew Baker, Editorial Associate. All That Glitter.